Scott Blaze was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia at the age of 52. His wife, Kelly, is his care partner, works full-time for Edward Jones, and is an amazing advocate for those with dementia. Here are a few thoughts from Scott and Kelly.
Scott loved driving and just seeing nature.
Antique shops.
We would go antique shopping.
We'd go like to Blackwell, Oklahoma, and Emporia, and Medicine Lodge, just wherever we could go in a day and make a bag.
We'd travel to Colorado a couple of times a year.
Yeah.
And we would
just camp out and hike, and I tried to catch fish. I didn't do very good, but I tried.
He had to retire from his IT job at Koch Industries and currently spends his days with his sweet pets at home.
We got our pets, our little Shih Tzus and two kitties, and they're a lot of help. Just having those little dogs around, I don't know how to explain it, but I guess they help. I don't think about me. I take care of them, and they're good company.
When Scott was first diagnosed, I was in shock. I didn't have any idea what to think. I didn't know what to do. I had no idea. And I went over to the Alzheimer's Association, and I actually talked to Denise, and just hearing that it was okay was huge for me. And then going to this support group was a turning point for me, because all I could do was walk in that door and sit down in that chair and cry. So Scott he's done this all through our marriage, and he does it still every once in a great while. I'll be in bed still on the weekend, and he'll turn the radio on.
Sunday morning, I would play bluegrass gospel songs to wake her up so we could get ready to go to church. And I would turn it up pretty loud.
And he'd just have a smirk on his face, you know, like... Yep, that woke her up.
The thing that made more difference for us than any is we pray about everything. Together, we get together and pray about stuff. Pray for God's guidance in everything. And for me, I can't remember it now, but it's a verse by the Apostle Paul wrote. He said he was content in every circumstance, whether he was, you know, rich or poor or hungry or well-fed. I've prayed for that for most of my adult life. People want to be happy, but happy changes with the circumstances in our life. You never know what's around the corner. You don't have a clue. But if you learn to be content in every circumstance, it don't matter.
I love you.
I love you.